You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy days and Jesus. They're all about Jesus. He's the reason for God's season, the holy days. He is not the reason for Satan's season, Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, all the pagan days that God hates. All right, let's look at what happened that day. We're talking about the day that Jesus was resurrected on the wave sheaf offering. That's right, not Passover, not Easter sunrise morning. It was the wave sheaf offering, the day after the Sabbath that takes place during the days of unleavened bread. So it was Sunday morning, but not the pagan resurrection Sunday Easter that they talk about. John 20 verse 11, it says, "But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb and saw two angels sitting in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' She, supposing him to be the gardener, came to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' So Jesus said to her, 'Mary,' and she turned and said to him, 'Rabboni,' which is to say, 'Teacher.' Jesus said to her, 'Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" You know what was going on here? Jesus is our high priest. This is the wave sheaf offering. The high priest had to take the first of the first fruits, the very beginning of the harvest, and present it, wave it before God. Jesus went to heaven that day, presented himself as the wave sheaf offering, and he was our high priest. The high priest couldn't come in contact with anybody, because if they were unclean for any reason, it would render him unable to do his job. Jesus was following the law, the very first law and second law he did after he was resurrected, is he took the role as the high priest and presented himself as the wave sheaf offering, and he also obeyed the law that he couldn't come in contact with anybody lest he be defiled. He's our high priest, and on that day he would have taken the first of the physical and the first of the spiritual harvest to present it to God. Later that day, after he had done his priestly duties, John 20, 19, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any and forgive them, if you retain the sins of any, they're retained." He is our high priest. Follow Jesus. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.